Welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show, hosted by Rachel Park Delaney. In today's show, you will be listening to Rachel and a special guest as they delve into the realms of spirit, connecting with your loved ones on the other side. So call in now on 760-283-4611 or Skype us, it's free. And now, here is your host, Rachel Park Delaney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show. This is our first show, so I suppose you could call this our launch night. I would very much like to welcome my guest for this evening, who is Psychic Shelley, an absolutely wonderful medium. And good evening, Shelley.
Hello there, Rachel. How are you this evening?
I am perfectly fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
We're doing this quite late in the UK, but it's Sunday evening at 10:30. It's okay.
Yes. Way past my bedtime, but hey, doesn't matter.
Yes. Before I carry on with the show, I would obviously like to take a moment to hold some silence for 9/11 today. It was a terrible thing, and it devastated so many lives. And if we could just send out some love and healing to those who are left behind, still picking up the pieces. It's a hard time. I know personal people who have gone through this, and yeah, love and healing out to everyone.
I agree.
Right, as it's airtime, we will carry on, and I would like to, as I said, welcome to Brenda, and Brenda, sorry, I'm talking about the first caller who's on here, but that won't be for just yet. What I would like to do is talk, obviously, about yourself, Shelley. How did you actually come into the realization of what you could do? Was it a young age, a mid-age?
It was all ages. I saw my first spirit at the age of four. I remember it vividly. I was at my, my grandma, actually. She used to read the tea leaves. And it was dark outside. I mean, to a four-year-old, it would be late, but looking back, it wasn't. And she lived in the countryside, and it was a full moon, and the fields were just lit up. And I saw this, I now know to be a female spirit, walk across literally the field. I called my nan, and she just sort of ushered me away, but that was at the age of four. But as a child and as a teenager, I always felt different to other people. I was always the outside looking in. I knew things, and I just couldn't make sense of a lot of things. But in my 20s, you know, clearly the voices were in my head. I saw things that other people didn't. I knew things that other people didn't. And I denied it, completely denied it. It wasn't until I was in my 30s that I started to actually embrace it. And the way that happened was that I was getting more and more information come through and I didn't know what to do with it. But one day I was sat at my daughter's sports day, really, that's what it was. This man plonks next to me and he said, right, I got a message from your grandmother in spirit. You've got a gift, you're not using it, and you need to. And I sort of went, whoa, okay. But after that, I unlocked, and I remember the very first reading I gave somebody, it was to she's now a very dear friend, a lady called Kate. We stood at a football pitch one night and she'd got some problems. I just looked at her, my mouth opened, my brain spilled out, and she went, oh my God, you're one of those. And I went, yeah, I am. You know, but I heard the voices throughout my head throughout. I mean, in my previous career, it helped me then. You know, it gave me choices. I was a police officer and it helped me then.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
How did you find with your intuitive gifts and hearing the voices and being able to know things within that occupation, that must have given you a lot of insight to move you forward on cases?
Well, it did, you know, but you had to be very careful because, you know, if you turn around and said, look, I hear voices in my head, that'd lock you up and laugh you out at the police station.
That's true.
But I mean, I'll give you one example. There's one night, I was night duty. I was in the Met in London Police. And it was, you know, early hours of the morning. And I just said to my colleague, we need to go here. And we got a burglary in progress. You know, so things like that helped. But also, the day that ended my career, my guide gave me a very clear message. If I were to step into, it's called a carrier, you know, the big white vans with the big grills down the front.
Mm-hmm.
If you step in there, you're going to be involved in an accident, and you flashed it in front of my eyes. Well, I couldn't not get in the carrier. You know, people were not, you know, no disrespect to those around me. They didn't strike me as believers. So I got in the carrier, and within 30 minutes, the accident had happened.
No.
Yeah, but he gave me the choice. You know, that's the thing. They gave me the choice.
Free will.
But yeah, there's lots and lots of things that happened throughout life. I mean, I even had a near-death experience whilst I was there as well. Mm-hmm. And again, mind you, they didn't give me a choice then. They told me I had to come back down. I didn't have a choice. You know, you're not staying here, get back down there.
Yeah.
But it's lots of things, lots of different things. But even to the point of, even a few years ago, I was at work, because after I left the police force, I had my children. And then I went back to work in a brokerage, an insurance brokerage. And even one day I was there, and in my own personal life, it's really helped me. Because my guide said to me, get yourself home now, and you're going to find something that you need to see. Without going into too much detail, what I will say is I did get myself home, and I went exactly to where my guide said, and it was a hidden secret place. Yeah, this person didn't want me to find something, and I found something which proved to me that the universe was actually really communicating with me well.
Yes. Now, tell me about your guide, because, I mean, obviously, I've spoken to you, and I know a few people who've actually had readings with you.
Yeah.
Now, is it, am I correct in pronunciation, is it Argus?
Argus.
Argus. Oh,
yeah.
That's even better, isn't it? Argus. That's a good, strong name.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about the relationship you have with him, because he seems to be so... I mean, obviously, speaking to you, I feel his, you know, the sort of energy of the, that's around you.
Yeah.
It's a very strong energy.
Oh, incredibly strong, incredibly.
Mm.
I mean, in hindsight, I now know he's been with me all my life, because it was his voice I heard that told me not to get into that police vehicle that day. And it was, must have been 3-4 years ago. I was getting nightmares. Well, I thought they were nightmares. They're between the awake and the sleep state. And I'd see this half face come into me. And it petrified me. Really scared me. To the point, I actually found up another medium. I said, I'm getting these really bad dreams. I need your help. And he laughed at me. And he said, you know who that is. I said, no idea. And he said, it's your guide coming into you properly. Bear in mind, I do have other guides as well. But
yeah.
Argus is my gatekeeper. He's the main man. And I was sat in my conservatory one night after that reading, and I said, come on, then, I know who you are now, show yourself. And he did. And we've been thick as thieves since then.
I can imagine. But and I have to say this, because I don't come along, in fact, I can honestly say I've never come across anyone who is medium or clairvoyant. Because you're like me, you get the full range. It's,
yes.
It's taste, yes. Hearing, seeing, feeling, everything,
yeah.
Empathic. I'm just trying to think, because I knew what I was saying, because I went on to the empathic thing, I kind of lost my flow a little bit. It happened. It's the full range. But what you seem to do, and I've noticed this with people, and obviously speaking to you myself, you give markers,
periods
of time where people can say, oh, and I mean, this is literally the reaction, oh. That's a marker.
Yeah.
We know what's
yeah.
coming next. Don't worry about this so much, because it's going to be resolved.
Yes.
I think that is amazing. I love the way you do that.
Well, what they're really good about is that they show you, so I mean, they're given for different reasons. At the end of the day, they are mini predictions. And if if the universe are right on the little bits, they're right on the major bits. But
yeah.
they're so random that, you know, and I give you so many of them. Then when they all happen, you know, a lot of people are blown away. Argus still gives me markers when I ask them for myself, and they still blow me away. But they're also bringing some peace of mind to you. People with timings, people get hung up on timings,
yes.
And they wonder why timings don't work. Well, the reason, I'll lead you into this, you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Timings sometimes do not work because people's own energies go at it. So your free will blocks it, holds it, so the universe can't take it. The universe cannot override your free will.
Yeah.
But with the markers, you've got no emotional connection to it whatsoever. When people first have a reading with me, I always warn them, you'll think I'm mad with what I say, but I'm not. And when the markers happen, because they've got no emotional connection to it, they get blown away. And then they realize what it's like to feel that letting go energy, what they have to do to let things manifest and come into being. So it's about a spiritual lesson for each and everybody. That look, if they're right on that, they're right on the main things, but you've got to have no emotional connection to it so you don't block it itself. You know, and it's, as I say, they're little predictions that come true. And also it's the volume that people can get. I think the one that made me, was two actually that made me really chuckle and smile. And the one was, I said to Warren in a reading, you're going to see a tractor up a big mountain, and this tractor really should not be there. It cannot physically get there. It's impossible for it to be there. She saw a tractor on Mount Kilimanjaro as she flew over it. And yeah, I know. And the other one really made me smile is, as I said to one lady, it did make me chuckle. I said to her, right, I said, you're going to laugh with somebody about somebody losing keys or locking somebody out of house. I said, and I gave the name of a friend. I said, and I'm also seeing, I'm smelling coal tar soap. And I said, I don't know why, I don't know how. I said, please take those as markers. Well, she went round to see her friend randomly, the name I'd picked up. Mm-hmm. As she's there, the friend then tells her that her and her partner had been laughing because she'd locked him out the house. He'd spent 4 hours outside. And then the lady I was reading for said, oh, can I use your bathroom? And when she went up, she could smell coal tar soap. They'd never had coal tar soap there before. You know, mm-hmm. So that's what I mean. We never know how they're going to play out, but they do. And you'll know when they hit you because they literally knock you on the head. You'll know it's a marker.
I think they're absolutely amazing. I mean, personally, you gave me, I think it was 3 or 4 markers, all markers. But I'm sort of, I was there going, oh, it's the boots. It's the marker. It's a marker.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I remembered them all, but once I've given a reading, I never remember the details. And the only reason I remember those, like two I've said to you, is because people actually gave feedback on them, you know, mm-hmm. So it entered my thought process. But I don't ever remember the readings.
Well, if we held on to everything that came into our minds, we'd have no room to think at all.
No, exactly. But I also think, I feel and I know, I mean, I'm completely trained by the universe. I've never set foot in anywhere for guidance. I mean, I tell a lie. There was one gentleman, and he was an incredible man, John Sherwin. God rest his soul. He's dead now. But I touched base with him about 6 or 7 times before his death. And what a lovely, incredible man. He taught me a lot about life, not just about, you know, spiritualism, but about life. But I mean, I've been trained by the universe. You know, so I don't have any preconceived ideas about things, about how things should and shouldn't be done. Totally trained by my guides.
Yes, I understand that simply because I've been trained the same. I never learnt in a church. It was literally what spirit have taught me throughout years. Yeah. I mean, I've got nothing against churches. I think they're wonderful places for people to go and start. You cannot beat being taught personally by spirit.
That's right.
I'm tainted by human emotions and anything.
No, that's right. I mean, and what you tend to find as well, I mean, life down here for a lot of us is tough. You know, that's why we're down here. But what I find as well with a lot of spiritual people is that they tend to get a bit tougher. You know, but I feel that's because they're so in touch with things. And, you know, the tougher life gets, the more lessons we have to learn or the bigger lessons we have to learn. But I also believe that, you know, the reason I don't remember readings, go back onto the subject, is because I don't think about things. It just channels. So it doesn't enter my thought process. I just literally say what I see.
Well, that's the thing you can do. I mean, we can't put our own thoughts or interpretations on it because it could mean something completely different, couldn't it?
Definitely, definitely. You know, and the same as in a region, there should never be any judgment. You know, because who are we to judge another?
Exactly.
You know, it is simply a case of, it's a matter of trust, but it's also a case of, you know, like in the reading with me, I will stop mid-sentence and just throw something in. It's those throwing bits in that people need to be aware of because they'll either be a validation, they'll be a marker. But with the markers as well, it's a time frame. And if I give a validation within the previous 3 to 4 weeks, we're also on a time frame then when the energy shifted. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's knowing how I work. If people know how I work, then they can get more out their reading.
Yes, because there's so many different aspects to it, but yet all of them hold so much information and how they interact with each other. I mean, it literally is a case of marker, confirmation of events that happen. But what I'm going to do at the moment is we're going to go to a very short commercial break.
Lovely.
So we will return with Shelley, the medium, psychic medium, the wonderful lady, right after this.
Thank you.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
And welcome back. And welcome back to Shelley.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Now, another thing that I would like to find out more about with you is you are a full-time professional medium.
Yes.
So how exactly, what avenues can people get in contact with you if they would like to have a reading with you or learn more about you?
Okay. Well, they can visit my website, which is www.psychicshelley.co. There's a contact page on there, you know, in which they can contact me to book a reading. If they're like international clients, I read all across the world, you know, then they have to contact me first to book the reading. The booking page on the site is purely for UK clients because that's UK times.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, you know, they can contact me through that. In relation to sort of face-to-face readings, I'll be honest with you, I very rarely do those now. I'll do a lot of charity events in which I'll do face-to-face things. Obviously people pay for a reading, that money gets donated to whatever charity I'm doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
I have done platform. And again, but because the amount of work I get through, you know, the telephone lines and the site, it's difficult to go out and do the other stuff, the corporate stuff, you know, the face-to-face, the platform.
Yes.
But, you know,
there's a lot of travelling and distance involved in some of that.
Yeah, and my own circumstances are such that it's not possible because, I mean, I have two children, you know, and it's, you know what it's like, Monday to Friday, school, isn't there?
Yes.
So you're limited, you're very limited. I mean, and I live on the east coast of England in Lincolnshire, and it is really the back end of beyond. They call it the Forgotten County, I understand why. But for me to get anywhere, for me to go to like a decent supermarket, you're looking at least a 30-mile trip.
Wow,
you know,
that's
so
a big distance.
It is, but to go to a super duper market, you're looking for about a 60-mile trip. You know, so I do live the back end of beyond. So face-to-face are always difficult. But I say you can get a face-to-face with me if I'm doing a charity event. But otherwise, it's through the website. But I also do some line work for an Australian company called Psychics Connect. You can get me through that. But those are your limits. But I do offer email readings. There's also a text service. And next week, there should be a live panel going up on the site. You know, so I'm doing as much as I can to make myself as available as I can, you know, to the clients.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a limited amount of time, actually, you can read, as you know.
Well, yes. I mean, you don't want to burn yourself out. You can only be connected for so long. You still need to live your life as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, that's good. Okay, how do you feel about taking a couple of calls now?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Okay. Okay, first of all, before we go to the calls, we have a question in the chat room.
Okay.
From someone called Dreammaker. My question is, I want to know if you see Jason asking me if he can move in with me.
Right. Jason is waiting for you to give him an indication that you actually want him to move in with you. I feel you've got to take charge of the situation. I feel you've got to own it. The number 5 is coming in here, so I don't know, but that could also be the month of May, bear in mind. My guide talks to me in numbers. So it's either since May this has been on your mind or the last 5 weeks. Your optimum timing is going to be around early November. You should be able to place a significant date to you in that time. It's a birth, death, anniversary of a family or friend known only to you. I'm going to say to you that Jason will want to move in with you, but he doesn't want to risk getting the rejection. So if you just drop a few hints, I think you'll find he'll come forward nicely.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Dreammaker. And as I know, Shelley is always on the spot. So take
marker in time. Sorry, Rachel,
definitely.
Marker in time. Marker in time for her is a two-humped camel.
Ah.
And a pair of slippers that needs replacing.
Very good. Well, I hope that's answered your question, Dreammaker, and the best of luck. Right, we're going to go to the phone lines, and our first caller is Brenda from Tennessee. Hello, Brenda, and welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Shelley?
Hi, Brenda. How are you, my darling?
Hi, Shelley, and how are you doing?
I'm very well. How can I help you today?
Well, I was just like a reading on what you, if you see any spirit around me or what.
Okay, right. I do get a female around you. She's not giving me her name, but she's indicating, I don't know why she's pointing to a pair of socks. Is she used to wear a lot of socks? Does that make any sense to you, please?
Not really.
Right. I need. Can you just take that, please? I'll think about that one later. But whoever this female is, she's indicating as well that she wants you to focus on yourself and not worry about others.
Okay.
It's as if you're worrying. It's as if you're worrying about other people all the time. As if you're worrying about the future. She wants you to live it, my darling. She wants you to live it. She wants you to be courageous and brave, and just go forward.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, my darling?
It does. Yeah, because I'm a worrier.
Yeah, please stop. You know what? Worrying doesn't get us anywhere, and that's not me lecturing you. I used to be a natural-born warrior like yourself, and seriously, it doesn't help you. You know, but she's saying,
right,
be courageous, be brave, be proud of who you are. Now, whoever this woman is, again, I wish she'd give me a name, but she's not. But she's bringing in that name here, Jenny. Can you place the name Jenny, please?
The only Jenny I know is my daughter Jennifer, and she's not in spirit.
No, darling, she doesn't have to be in spirit. She's validating. This lady is a family member. Yeah, she also validating.
Yeah, I have a daughter named Jennifer.
Okay, she's validating. She's very close around Jennifer. And I just feel it's as if she's wanting to say, look, Jennifer needs to make some decisions. But they're all going to be okay. It's all going to work out well. You don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't need to worry about that at all. A significant moment in time for you is when you see somebody with, I want to call it a broadsheet newspaper. Do you know what I mean by broadsheet?
Okay,
it's a really big newspaper. Really big newspaper, yeah?
Okay.
I'm seeing a really big newspaper opened up. That's a very significant moment in time for you, because that is when you enter those energies for you being more confident within yourself and not being such a little worry pot, bless you. I need to take you forward to January 2012, because it's here that you start to really focus on yourself and not worry so much about others around you, because to me, the worries that are around are going to all evaporate.
Okay.
Does that help, my darling?
Yeah, I mean, it helps some, because I do worry a lot. I had just I had wondered if you saw my husband or my son around me at all, because they are in spirit.
Sorry, I don't, Madonna. The only spirit I've got around you, I mean, it says this much older female, and she's still not giving me a name.
I just wonder. I don't know if it was my grandmother or not. I think my grandmother used to wear a lot of socks, but that's really wild.
Then that is who it is. I mean, unfortunately, you know, we can't summon spirit. We can't summon them. But, you know, she's come through tonight to bring through her love and to prove to you that things are going to be okay. They're going to be okay. You should place a significant date in the January. I need to give you... Oh, is that Peter? Peter? Do you know Peter, sweetheart?
No, I don't. I don't know anybody named Peter.
Okay, that's okay. This is for future. This is clairvoyance for future.
Okay.
Peter's going to come around you. You're marking time for meeting him, and that doesn't mean to say on a lover level, darling, it could be a friendship level, but I just feel it's going to be very helpful and very useful to you. But your marker in time for that is somebody fixing a wooden fence. Now, that is coming after January, but it is coming before April. So between January and April, the Peter comes into your energies, and he's worth knowing.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yep, so just go and enjoy. Were you thinking about a house move, sweetheart?
Was I what?
Thinking about moving house.
No, because I really can't at this point. There's no way, so.
Next November 2012, the situation is completely different.
Okay? Really?
Yes, completely different. So you've got, you know, just over a year to wait if you wanted it, to bring in new energies. But it's there for you in the future.
Oh, wow.
Your marker in time for that happening is somebody's going to be talking about passing some kind of driving examination.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That can be anybody talking about it, sweetheart. But, so you may have to hold that one for a while. But when it comes along, it will knock you on the head and you'll go, yep, okay, that's the marker. But it's there for you. Now, please remember, you've got free will around all of this. You don't have to do the move. You don't have to take up with Peter. You don't have to do any of that.
Right.
But anything that is gifted to you, I would encourage you to do.
Okay.
Okay, my darling.
Okay,
God bless,
thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Have a great evening.
Oh, that was wonderful, wasn't it?
I hope I gave what she needed.
Well, by the sounds of it, she's got some good information to go on, and it looks like there's a positive outcome for it. And that's what everyone wants in life, isn't it? To move forward, to be happy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. And as I say, you know, anything that is gifted to you, you've got to seriously consider.
Yes.
Seriously consider. You know, because, I mean, life can be hard. And, you know, we spend so long working and trying to make things happen. So when something is gifted, then we know this is meant to happen.
Yes. I totally agree with that. Right, we are going to go to another caller.
Yes.
We're going to go to Paul from the UK. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show. You're through to Rachel and to Shelley.
Hello. Hello, Rachel. Congratulations on your new show, by the way.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Shelley.
How can I help you this evening, my darling? What would you like me to look at?
Relationships, please, and work.
Okay, right. Which one do you want first? Which is the most important to you?
Relationships, please.
Right, okay, now. Do you know, as I'm connecting in here, I feel like I've got what I call an embryonic energy, but this is somebody from before. Does that make sense?
No, I don't understand that.
Well, okay, this is somebody's face. He's not unfamiliar, yeah?
Right.
And this is somebody, so this is somebody's face who you know, but I've got an embryonic energy. So this means you've either got somebody coming into your life from the past who you know, or somebody around you now, things are going to improve and get better.
Okay. Right, okay, I'll send it now, yeah.
But, Paul, the important thing is, that is this month. This is the month of September.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is now. I am in the now energies with this one. Now, I would encourage you not to become intense. I would encourage you to literally go with the flow with this. You know, just let it all wash over you. Make no knee-jerk reactions. Don't let any interference come in here. Because if you do, it can blow things apart. But if you don't, if you actually believe what you see with this person, then come December, you should place a significant date to you in December, a birthday, death, or anniversary, family or friend. It's around that time that things can and have the potential to go to another level.
Right.
I'm seeing a bracelet here. I'm seeing a bracelet. Now, I feel this... Oh. Okay. When somebody talks about a bracelet, yeah?
Yeah.
Unless you want to become a dad, be careful.
Right. I do want to become a dad.
Okay, well, what I'm saying to you then is an optimum timing for you is when somebody talks about a bracelet, but this bracelet is old and it is valuable.
Right, okay.
So this could be a bracelet, it's either passed down a family, could be an antique. You know, it's not, excuse the term, bling. You know, this is a valuable bracelet.
Right,
when somebody
okay.
talks about that, that is an optimum time for you. Now, as far as the relationships go, I really feel you need to draw on lessons of the past and not repeat those mistakes. That's not a lecture. And it's a case of no intensity, because intensity does delay things. It does blow things apart. But I do feel that a lot has been learned. I feel that the last 3 years have been quite difficult for you, Paul.
Yeah.
But you're through that. You're through that, my darling. And you should meet somebody this month, but it is not an unfamiliar face. It's one that you know. Come December, things can go to another level, so long as you've learned from the past. And you know what? You must never bring in that past again. That past is gone.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Does that answer your questions around love?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thanks.
I've got to say, can you place the name Michael?
Michael?
Yes.
Yes, there's two Michaels, I know.
Okay, one of them is going to be... Okay, has one of them ever had a moustache?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay, maybe you'll find out. But one of them, I've got one who's like had a moustache. Please note, I use the past tense, yeah, had, not one now. They're going to be talking about teeth, dental, something like that. When that comes into you is when I need you to take that step back and focus on what's important in relationships. Okay?
Right,
what's important? What I'm trying to say to you is if somebody's trying to interfere, do not let them. And that is quite categorically clear.
Right, that's Michael.
Yes. Michael won't interfere. Michael's your marker in time.
Right, okay.
Okay, you've got Michael and you talk about dentists. Those two together, it could be Michael talking about the dentist. Those two together means you don't let any interference come in and you'll be absolutely fine. Because you have learnt a lot from your past. Would you pat yourself on the back, please? Because lots of people don't.
Right.
Now, work. It is what it is, darling. But I really think that next February brings new energies for you. You should place a birth anniversary around that time. I feel you're very gifted with your hands. You know, to me, you're very gifted with those, and you're very good with people. So, but I don't want to coop you up in an office. I just feel that's wrong for you.
Right.
To me, I need you doing different things at different times. But next February, new energies for that, should you want it. Whatever this new job is something that you do find over the internet. You don't find it in a paper or a job board. This is through the internet that you find it. Not before the 17th of February. That date came quite clearly. So you should place a significant date around you around that point. Any questions? Any questions at all, my darling?
My spiritual path? Anything about that, please?
Yeah, there will be. Can I just say to you as well that with this new job comes extra money, increased finances.
Right, okay.
Okay, but I need you to get your CV up and up to date because I don't feel it's up to date.
I haven't had one job in 16 years.
Okay, that means it's not up to date, yeah? We need to get you a CV done, my darling, because there's new energies coming for you if you want it, okay? Can I just say to you, why do I see you doing a lot of driving? Do you like driving?
Used to.
Right.
Used to do a lot of driving.
Right, okay. Don't be at all surprised if this job for next year doesn't involve a lot of driving.
Right, okay.
Right, now, your spiritual path.
Yeah.
What I'm being shown is you should be, it's like you know when spirit's around you. You know, I don't know if you get the tingle, I don't know if you get the coldness, but what my guide is showing to me that you do get a sort of a shadow at the side of your eye, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And
so what he's saying to me is that for some spiritual guidance, it needs you to, through meditation, connect with your own guide stronger.
Right.
It's also, he says, you've got to learn to control it, not it control you, yeah?
Right.
You're actually quite a way down that way. I don't know if you're aware of that. I really don't know if you're aware of that, but I feel you're further down that pathway than what you realise. I do feel that you are very much... you could be a medium, sweetheart. You could be a medium because of what you're seeing.
Right, okay.
Yeah? You are clairsentient. You're clairvoyant, basically, yeah? You're clairvoyant, clairsentient. And I just feel that I need you to take the logic out of it, please, to never apply logic to a reading. With all due respect to you guys, you tend to be really good at being logical, yeah? Take the logic out.
Yeah.
Just literally say what you see. I feel that you need to stay away from cards. I don't feel cards are going to help you at all. By that, I mean, you know, tarot cards. To me, you're like me, my darling. You and Rachel, you're a channeler. You're a channeler. It takes time, to get to grips with it, and it takes time to have it all totally unlocked. You know, so just keep doing your protections, keep doing your cleansing through your meditation. And I'd be very surprised if you're telling me you haven't already just let information out to people randomly. So do so, you just come out with things, boom, you know, and out you come.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm saying. You're further down this path than what you realise. I'm going to say to you, if you carry on down this pathway, then within 5 years you can be a reader, a professional reader.
Right, okay.
Platform is different to readings. It is, because you're very limited what you can say. And I'm not actually convinced that platform is the way forward for you.
Right.
I just feel you'll get more of a kick out of... I mean, you know, like Rachel's probably done platform. I've done platform.
Yeah.
But, you know, to a degree, what I see with you, you like the detail.
Yes.
That's why I don't feel... Yeah, I don't feel, you can do platform, but I feel you like the detail, and I feel that you like to connect with clients on a one-to-one basis. So that's why I feel that, you know, in 5 years from today, where you are today and where you'll be then is completely different to what you think you'll be doing.
Right, okay. So why did they want me to do platform then? Just test me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's like I've done corporate events, I've done platform, you know, I've done all the different things. But you also, by doing it, you find out what you like and what you don't like.
Right, okay.
You know, not every medium likes platform. Not every medium likes telephone readings, you know?
Yeah.
It's all, everybody's is different, and we all bring a different aspect to it, but combined, all of us can cover all the different aspects of the spiritual realm.
Right, okay. I understand.
Does that help?
Yes,
any questions?
One thing about this woman coming in, is she going to be a medium, this woman that's coming in?
I'm going to say she's going to be very sensitive to it. You know as well as I do that anybody in this field, you need to have a very understanding partner. A very
right.
understanding partner.
Okay.
So I feel she's quite sensitive to it. And she's got a really, the one thing that will define her, if you haven't met her already, a very clear speaking voice.
Right,
very
okay.
clear. You know, like some of us, like with me, I sometimes mumble. With this lady, she's got what I call a narrator's voice, yeah? A narrator's voice. I do feel she's fair-haired, and I do feel she's quite petite. Gorgeous smile, lovely blue eyes, bluey-green eyes, actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
I take it, I've just hit on something. Right, okay,
no,
can I just say, your marketing time for this all coming together is, to me, it looks like an elf or a pixie, yeah? You're going to see
right.
an elf or a pixie.
Right, okay.
Does that help? Does that help, my darling?
Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Thank you very much. You're brilliant. Yeah, you're spot on. You put
God
your,
bless, darling. Take care.
God bless you. Thank you. And thank you, Rachel. You take care.
Thank you for ringing in, Paul.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love and light. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Shelley. And we're just going to go to a quick commercial break now.
Okay.
We're running a bit behind time, but that's fine. We'll go to a commercial break, and we will be right back after this.
Okay, lovely.
Hi, we're the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music. I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin? I certainly will, Rachel.
And we're back. I just have to say, do you know, I personally know Paul Shelley, so
yeah,
to hear
that,
him, yes, to hear him asking and speaking to you and you giving him the information, because he is someone who really is searching, and he has done so well. I mean,
yeah.
From when I first met him till now, there's been a massive leap in his development.
Yes.
He really will go places. And you're very much right. He is like us. You know,
yeah.
He is a medium. He sees spirits.
Yes.
So that information and excellent.
Bless him. I mean, you know, a lovely guy. Lovely guy. And Paul, trust me, if you're still listening, in 5 years' time, you're not going to recognise yourself.
Good.
All for the better. All for
Much
the better.
For the better. Good things coming, Paul. Good things.
Very
right,
good.
What we're going to do is we're going to take another caller. And yes, it's Tina from North Carolina. Hello, Tina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank
you.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Tina, darling. How are you tonight? You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right, my darling.
I've written a book. I haven't let it go yet. What do you see for it?
Okay. Now, I feel, you know, with all respect, this has been quite an arduous journey for you. The book is very much, it's like I've poured my heart out in it. You know, so it's very personal, very private to you. But it's also, to me, it's like passing messages on to people. You know, there's hidden meanings, hidden messages in there. Now, I feel it's a very, what I call, niche book. And I do feel that you are meant to get it published. And I do feel that, to me, it's like people can learn from it. Does that make sense? It's like when they're reading
yes.
it resonates within them. And it's been very healthy for you to do it, because it's very, like a very cleansing of your soul almost, okay? But I've just got to say to you, have you had a problem with a lock recently, please?
No.
Okay, I need you to take that as a marker. It's like I've got, trying to put my key into a lock, and I'm struggling with it. When that comes into
okay.
you, that is when I want you to know you're into that energy then for making sure everything is completed. Now, I do feel that the back end of the book does need to be revisited a little bit. Not the ending, the back end of the book. So, I mean, is that the epilogue, you know? So I need you to do something with that. As far as publication is concerned, I'm going to say to you, okay, I'm getting four. Okay, I just need to place this. Have you been writing this for 4 years, please?
No. I've been writing it for 4 months or more.
Oh, is that where the 4 months? Okay. Then I'm looking towards next year, next summertime, July. July. You know, I feel that you'll send it off to a few places. I need you to try and get it endorsed from other published authors. Now, that's not just me talking. That is experience, but that is also my guide Argus saying you need to get it endorsed by other authors. You know, so you get a good writer. But next summertime is where I feel that you'll find a publisher, only a small one, mind you, but, you know, from little things.
I already got one. I self-published it, but I haven't nailed it in yet.
Yeah, but this is somebody who will publish it for you, yeah?
No.
On a larger scale than what you've done.
Oh, they'll take it from them?
Yes. Next year.
Okay.
Next year.
Okay.
Because to me, that's whereby your message gets sent out further across the world.
So you see good things for it?
I do see good things for it, but not till next year. Not till next year. And I say your marker in time is that the problem with the lock on the door.
Oh, okay. And I wrote poetry too. Should I publish that?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I feel that will resonate with a lot of people. And I do feel, and I know it sounds really silly, but have you been asked to write some kind of prose or poetry for somebody at their wedding? Because if you haven't, that's coming.
Oh, really? Do you see my psychic abilities? Do you see me communicating with my guides? I see some things, but not much anymore.
Okay. As you know, madame, we all have guides, and as you know, we all have an ability. It's just to different levels of ability. What I'll say to you on that is what I say to everybody. It's the standard answer, but it's also the most truthful one. It is through meditation that you will connect with your guides. And not, it doesn't have to be a massive, complicated meditation, a very simple meditation. Literally, you know, you take yourself down 10 steps down to a beach somewhere like that, but you have your socks and shoes off, so you feel the sand in your feet, you feel, hear the seagulls, you feel that you smell the sea, and just keep going down to that beach, and just keep going down, keep going down, keep going down. And when you're down there, you should meet your guides. Mine first came to me, and he was like an orange glow when I met him in meditation. And they call it the orange Reiki glow.
Oh.
But so go down to the beach or go down to the field, whichever part of nature that you feel most comfortable with in your mind's eye, 10 steps down, each step down, you just imagine all those things that say, quieten your mind. And as you get down to the bottom, sit and have and just wait a while and see who comes to join you.
Okay,
that's how you tend to meet you.
I do see things, but then my granddaughter lives with me, and they have one of those things in each room where they can hear things, you know, baby wakes up, and she has a 2 and 3 year old, and there's people in that room at night, they can hear it on the monitor. Last night they said a woman was in there with like a soft voice. And she was talking to the kids, and then they've heard the computer go on, somebody working on the computer, and then somebody talking to the kids. And do you have any idea who that is?
It was somebody who, in the earthly life, was a teacher.
Okay.
And you know, she's a good spirit, but obviously, if she's upsetting you, just ask her to shut up, be quiet, yeah. And she will.
Yeah, I just wondered.
I don't get that it's what I call a malevolent spirit at all. I feel that she's a good spirit, and I just feel that she's more connected to the house than she is to the people.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Now, are those my great-grandchildren, are they indigo children?
I'm going to say to that all children have a gift, and they're more open-minded than us. And I feel that's what it is with your grandchildren. Now, the thing is if they are not silenced about it like I was as a child, then their gift will grow easy, freely, and simply. I think that's, you know, the thing with spiritualism is a lot of people make it too complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. Simplify it. But I wouldn't brand them indigo children as yet. But what I will say is clearly they're seeing things and hearing things, and they're dealing with it quite well.
When you die and you cross over,
yes.
When is Judgment Day? Is that the day when God is at Armageddon? Is that when everyone stands before God and is judged?
Okay, right. It all depends what religion you believe in. But what I can say to you,
they'll be crossed over. I know they're alive and everything else.
We get judgment days here. Karma. It's called karma. You know, we face judgment day.
And
that's my personal belief.
Lucky we get rid of it. If not, we keep bringing it back.
We see, the thing is, if we wrong somebody, you've heard the saying, what goes round comes round.
Correct.
If we wrong somebody, then it does come back on us. And that happens.
Don't believe that there is a judgment day when it's all over with.
I don't actually, because I did actually die. I did actually pass over. And when I passed over, there's a magazine coming out next week in which he tells all about that with me. But when I passed over, it was literally this brilliant, shining white light all around me. And my guide said, it's not your time, get back down there.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, but it was the most beautiful, peaceful place ever. Really was absolutely gorgeous. Mind you, I'm glad I came back down here because I've now got my beautiful children. But I didn't want to come back down. So all I can say to you is based on my own personal experience. That is what happened to me.
All right, but when our soul is perfected, we don't have to come anymore, correct?
If you're a really bad, evil person down here, and you go over there, there's different levels of spirit world. You go to the lower levels of spirit world, and you have to come back down here to learn more life lessons. And invariably, my guide has told me that the really bad people who are here now, when they come back here, they come back as victims. That is their karma. Yeah.
There isn't a hell.
I don't believe there is now. There's lower levels of spirit world, and there's a here. That's my personal belief. That's my personal belief.
Well, that's what I put in my book, and that's why I asked.
Right, okay.
I know what I read, and knew what I learned.
Yeah, I'm only going from my own personal experiences and what my guide tells me, but I'm sure that other people would have a different opinion and viewpoint, to respect them all.
Yeah.
Does that help, my darling?
An awful lot. Is anything good coming for me?
All right, now, what I'm seeing here is, it is an autumn day, but it's sunny, and you literally decide to go on a holiday that quickly.
Yeah.
So you've got a little trip coming up, and I know you can't see it at the moment, but it's literally, you decide that quickly, okay, I fancy like going away somewhere. I do feel also you're going to be asked to, go to the cinema or the theatre, because it's an auditorium that I'm seeing, and I think you'll enjoy that. Can you place the name Jim?
No, I can't play Jim.
No, can you place the name James, which is also James?
James, no.
I need you to take it. My guide said you can place it. You're going to have news of or contact with that person shortly, and it's after then that you start to have, shall we say, a little bit more of a social life.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I feel that needs to be addressed a little bit.
Okay.
God bless my angel. You take care. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Dog. You could hear the dog in the background.
That was one of my little dogs in the background, yes.
Oh, how many have you got?
Four.
Four? Oh.
Four. Yes.
Surprised we've only heard one then.
Well, that one who just did that, he's the one who tends to go a little bit potty when spirit come into the room as well, when I'm reading.
Yeah, well, they're good at seeing those, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the other three are just too lazy, to be honest. They leave it all up to him.
Right, before we go to a commercial break and take another caller, I've been private messaged a question because they don't want to mention who they are on air. They feel uncomfortable, so that's fine. But there's a woman, and she's using the name Anne, which makes it difficult, but we'll go with that. She would like to know how things will unfold in her current relationship. Are you able to get anything on that?
What I'm seeing there is I'm seeing some vulnerability and insecurities here. These, again, we all have to learn not to bring past issues into current relationships. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm tingling from absolute head to foot. If she cannot be feeling vulnerable and insecure, then this has, again, the potential to go places. You've got the free will to override all of this. Whoever the gentleman is around her, he seems to me to be quite a strong man, but she doesn't want to... Okay, she doesn't want to see his strength as in being a bully. I feel he's a strong man, I feel he's supportive, and I feel he's very, very understanding. So I'm going to say to her that if she's comparing him to those in the past, please, please don't. Please, please don't. Now, November seems to be a very significant time for this, very significant. And I feel this is whereby we're going to be, if we listen to Spirit's advice, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I'm not saying there's problems there now, but I am aware of a vulnerability that could creep in if it is allowed to creep in. She's going to hear some information about Corfu or somebody going to Corfu or talking about Corfu. That's her marketing time, that things are going to level out into much, much more stronger energy at that point. See, the lovely thing I see here is that if she allows it, then she's got a really, really good friend in this man. And the one thing anybody who has a reading with me knows, I always say, in order to have a successful relationship, you have to be best friends with your lover. Mm-hmm. And that is what I see coming for her, you know, best friends with a lover. So it's going to go well. It's going to go well as long as she allows it to do.
Well, Anne, I know you're listening, so I hope that's helped you. It sounds the information that's come through, I would say that was something to help you move forward with. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and we will be returning straight after this.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time, and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
And welcome back to the Realms of Spirit radio show launch night. So I had to get that in. I've been holding off the excitement. It's here now. We are going to take one more caller, and it is Margie from Indiana. Margie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good evening and welcome. Shelley, I'll pass her over to you.
Hello, my darling. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm very well, sweetheart. I'm very well. Listen, I've just got to say to you, as soon as I heard your name, I got the sense of smelling a fire outdoors, like a bonfire.
No.
No, take it, please. Just take it, yeah? To me, okay. That when you smell the bonfire, it is wood burning, yeah? When you smell the wood burning, you're into a very, very positive phase, but financially. So if you've been worried about money or, you know, if things are going to be okay... That's your marker. The things are going to level out a little bit. But how can I help you tonight, sweetheart?
I don't really have anything specific. I just thought maybe whatever you came up with.
Okay.
Or is that
okay.
Too general?
That's a bit too general, but also if I can go general, but it won't be detailed, yeah?
That's fine.
It won't be detailed. Right, okay, now. It's Margie, isn't it?
Yes, Margie.
Okay, Margie. Right, Margie, as you say, I think around you is pretty balanced at the moment. But I also feel that the one thing I'm being told by my guide is that there's going to come a time in October. And do you know what? I am around 16th, 17th, 18th. That you really need to see the other person's point of view. Okay?
Okay.
It sounds all doom and gloom. It's not. It's just about taking that step back if you get into a situation with a near and dear one. And take that step back and just see their point of view, okay? Now, the thing with you is that you are very good at taking on board other people's problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's a case of you got to learn to say no sometimes. And, you know, that's not being selfish. That's called self-preservation.
Okay.
Okay? So I just feel if you take that on board, then you're going to... Because to me, it's like you don't spend that much time for yourself. Your life seems to be taken up with everybody else, yeah?
Okay.
So there's a little bit of me time you need to be taking. Now, everything does seem quite balanced to me. My darling, I'm seeing three young people. Are there three young people around you, please, that are quite close to you?
Yes, my children.
Yeah, okay, then I'm validating. Have you been thinking about going on some kind of camping trip with them? Or have they been talking about camping?
No.
Okay, that's coming up then. I don't know if it's, you know... With friends, family, school, I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing a camping trip coming up. Now, when that comes into you, yeah, it's a little validation, but it's also marketing time that your life does, you're not going to feel so much like you're in a rut, yeah, and things are going to even out a little bit because all your life's balanced. It's same old, yeah?
Yes.
But what's going to change there is I do feel you're going to get asked to do something, which to me is more involved in a charity than it is you actually going out for, you know, to do paid for the paid employment.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to do this because through that you will meet extra friends, you will get an extra social life, and things will go well for you. Excuse me. I've got to change your vehicle around you, but that is not until November you're going to start talking about it. But it's not going to manifest itself until spring of next year. And I would say to you, don't give a knee-jerk reaction to buying something in November, because if you wait till spring, you'll get a much better buy for less money, and you'll be happy with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the whole, everything looks quite balanced. Are you worried about anything you need me to look at?
No, just relationship, work, you know, same old.
Okay. Do you sometimes get called Ginny?
Do I get what?
Do you sometimes get called Ginny?
Jimmy? No.
No, Ginny. J-I-N-N-Y. Ginny.
No.
That's okay. Somebody's going to call it you, yeah?
Okay.
And that's your marketing time. I know how it sounds. I really do. And that's your marketing time, that I need you to prioritize what people are asking you to do. And by that, I mean, at that time, sweetheart, what is important is family.
Okay.
It's family that's important, not work, yeah? Family's
yeah.
important.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a case of just, no matter how much work asks you to do things, the answer will be no when you hear the name Ginny. But I do feel somebody might even call it you. Might even call it you, okay? Now, I feel that, I do feel as I'm texting with you on a family level, that a wise woman once said to me that it's up to the female of the family to keep the family together, yeah? And that's what you do. That is what you do. You keep your family together and you keep your family close.
Yeah.
But I feel they're all absolutely fine. That everything seems quite stable on relationships and family. So I don't see you've got a worry there at all. You know, the usual stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I don't see there's any worries there. It's quite nice for me to actually say that, because a lot of time I look at things and I'll see there's imbalance somewhere, but not yours is really, really balanced.
Good. Good. Nice and good.
Have you been talking about college funds, money to put in college funds?
No.
Right, because you're going to have to... To me, it's going to be a conversation around that, yeah?
Okay.
And when that comes into you, then you have an opportunity at work to increase your earnings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
just
it's more
that's
for
your
me,
spot.
College.
Yeah. More
okay.
for you. When somebody talks about college funds, there's an opportunity for you to increase your earnings. So
okay.
if you've been thinking about asking for that pay rise, that would be the time to do it.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that help, my darling?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Any questions?
Only one question, and this is kind of, I don't even know if it's a question, but I had a past relationship just the last few months, and I keep thinking about the guy, and I really don't want to, but it just seems like every once in a while he'll just pop into my mind, and I'll just think of how he's doing, and I think, well, it's really not my, you know.
Angel, that's because he's thinking about you, yeah? That is because he's thinking about you. What's happening is you'll be going about your normal daily business and banging he comes, yeah? It's because your energy is connected. He's thinking about you. Now, if you want this guy to come forward to you, the best thing you can do at that point is get him out of your head. Because it's like, it's what I call like an energy vampire. You know, they suck on your energies to make themselves feel better. They're daydreaming about you to make themselves feel better. So instead of daydream, if you want this guy to come forward, then get him out of your head. When he comes in, push it out. What's his first name, darling? Let me focus on him. What's his first name?
Larry.
Larry. Okay, when you see somebody, he's what I call... sounds daft. Do you know, if I were to say to you what peg-toed means, you know, people's toes are pointing, yeah?
Okay.
When you see somebody talks about being peg-toed or, you know, God bless them, it is a disability, I know, and I'm not mocking them when I say that. But when somebody talks about that or you see that, that is the point in which this guy comes forward. I feel that he has been like picking the phone and putting it down, but he hasn't had the guts yet to actually make an approach. Now, see, the thing is that I feel he wronged you. I feel that he hurt you. And I feel that he feels very guilty about this. You should place a significant date to you in October. It's a birth, death or anniversary, family or friends. When that comes, if you pull your energies back, he will make the contact to you. Somebody's going to be talking about fishing just prior to the contact, as indeed am I seeing a briefcase that breaks.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that answer your question as to why it pops into your head? If you want him to come forward, darling, pull your energies back. As you step back, he steps forward.
Hmm.
Who's Anne okay. to you, please? I know I just did a reading for an Anne, but who's Anne to you?
The only one I can think of is a co-worker.
Okay, then I would expect her to be in your energies. So I was going to say news of or contact with Anne. So what I'm going to say is going to be something a little bit out of the ordinary going on with Anne. You know, maybe she's poorly at work, or maybe she's off sick, or maybe she doesn't turn up. There's something going to happen around Anne that is totally unpredictable. This is just not her. When that comes in, that's your marker in time that you're into that energy for Larry making the contact if you want it. If you don't want the contact, you know, then you can either just obviously pick it up or think about it, and that'll delay it.
Okay. Well, I just don't know if he's a good, if it would be good for me to even talk to him. So I, you know, it just kind of throws me when I do think of him. When it just pops in, it's like, well, is it something I'm wanting, or is it just that it's just happening?
Okay. I feel that when you two were together, I mean, how think if you wanted him back, you know, you could never go to that level how you were before. It has to be different because that's why you split up in the first place. But that's, you know, that's common sense. That's not being psychic. But would it be good for you? It's your free will. Only you can answer that. But I do feel that he's learnt lessons along the way. And I do feel that he's realised that the grass isn't greener on the other side. But what I also see here is that, because he will come forward, you know, to me, it's not about when. He will come forward. But when he does come forward, I'm not actually convinced that you're going to want him. I feel that you need him to come forward for your own peace of mind. But I'm not convinced you'll actually want him when he does come forward. Can you place the name, okay, is it Frank or something like that, please?
Frank?
Yes.
He's an old co-worker is all I can think of, right? Oh, I've got a cousin named Frank.
Okay, I don't know which one it is, yeah? I don't know which one it is, but there's contact of or news of, you know? This a Frank, and when that comes into you, then I've got a new energy coming around you, a new energy of love.
Okay.
You know, so my point is, sweetheart, you, like the rest of us, are not meant to be alone.
Well, I don't want to
be. You're not going to be, my darling. You're not going to be. I really feel that since June of this year, you've been in a real good healing energy, a real good healing energy, and you're not meant to be alone. So what the universe is trying to say to you, look, you've got more than one choice. I also need to give you the name Scott. I'll bring in the name Scott to you. If you can't place it now, you will place it later.
Okay.
And I'm not interested so much in Scott, but I'm interested in the mate he's with.
Okay.
Bit younger than you, but hey, you can have some fun.
Okay.
God bless, my darling. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Well, again, that was absolutely wonderful, Shelley. We do have to go to a short commercial break, and we'll be back right after this. Okay.
Sweet Manix, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music. I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin? I certainly will, Rachel.
And welcome back to the Realms of Spirit radio show. It looks like we're going to be running on for a little bit longer. There seems to be so many people on the line. What we've done is I've given Shelley a 15-minute break so she can go and see to her dogs and have a little break. But I do have someone very special online with me. And I think that certain person is with us. Mike?
Yeah, I'm still hanging around the studio, Rachel. You know, I'm engrossed in your show.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, it seems to be, it's developing nice and good, isn't it? You know, I'm having some wonderful callers, wonderful guests as well. And what more can I say about wonderful hosts?
Oh, well, of course. Thank you. Then well. You have to say that word. Okay, what we're going to do is we do have callers online.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to let you do a reading, Mike.
Wonderful. Come on, bring
them
on.
I know. You get to do a reading on my first show. Go, Mike. Right, our next caller is Lorraine. She's from the Cayman Islands. And hello, Lorraine, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Lorraine. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great, and I'm calling from Skype, so hope.
Okay, we seem to have lost Lorraine. Or are you still there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, it broke up very slightly there for a moment. Lorraine, I'm going to pass you over to Mike. You're in very good hands. Mike?
Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing there?
I'm good, dear. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing very well. Well, you know, Lorraine, I've done a two-hour show just before the Realms of Spirit radio show, you know, and I'm so engrossed. I'm hanging around the studio here because, well, you know, Rachel said I can do another reading, so I'm excited. So is that okay for you if I do a reading with you?
I feel blessed. I need to tell you that I am, and maybe you can pick this up, that my mother passed away.
I don't want to know. Okay, don't tell me nothing, Lorraine. It's my job to tell you, isn't it? Okay.
You tell me.
That's what mediumship is all about, because, you know, okay, we're able to connect to the spirit world. And give you the information that they bring through, and hopefully that you'll understand it, okay? So bear with me a second here, Lorraine, and I'll do my very, very best here for you, because... Okay. Because, you know, I do have a lady here with me that has been with me since the minute I came back into the studio, and Rachel said, you know, you can do a reader mic if you want. And, you know, this lady, she seems to so much connect there with you, because I know that she's a very much of a loving kind of a lady when she was here with us. I know that she wasn't a very bigly built lady in the build of her body. I so much feel as if I'm feeling depleted and exhausted towards the end of this lady's life here. Then I certainly feel as if I would need to say to you that her face, she would have lost quite a bit of weight, and particularly in the face area is where you could see this weight loss. I know that this lady had connections to do with the hospitals, because I know that it's machinery that starts to beep in her background, you know, so that she would have passed either in the hospital, or she was in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed. Did you understand of this lady?
No. Yes.
Okay. And whatever you're writing, saying this is your mum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because I know I've got mum here. Okay. So I'm glad she came through then, and I know that's the one that you wanted to come here. But I know that this lady is making a connection, you and me, Lorena, and I feel that I need to say to you that she's been around your life quite a lot of late there, because she sees and you know, she kind of sees everything that's going on. Now, if I said that to you, Lorraine, that you are in the middle of trying to deal with certain things that's in your life at the moment, that would make sense there, wouldn't it? It's almost as if you're torn between, shall I, shan't I? Is this the right road? Isn't it the right road? Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Hello.
Good, because I know that's what she's come to say to me. And she wants me to say here to you, Lorraine, that, you know, the only way forward is to drive yourself onwards. Keep going, keep working towards it, because I know that it's so important there for you to keep going. Because I know I need to say to you that, spiritually, you are quite aware of life after death, aren't you?
Yes, Yes, I am.
And, you know, I'd even go to the point of saying that you're able to connect to the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I certainly see, as if I want to say here to you as well, Lorraine, that, you know, if you only trusted them just a little bit more, then you would see a whole big difference in the way that you're able to connect. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, Mike. Yes.
Because I know that it's a difficult thing, isn't it? And you know, I've been doing this for the last 18 years now. And sometimes, you know, I think, are you for real, the things that they're telling me? Because it's, like, so difficult to think, is that right? But, you know,
that's
if you
right.
kind of go with it, okay, you go with it, and I know it's right, okay? I know it's perfect. And that's where I need to put around your vibration there. Go with what you feel. Go with your gut instinct, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us there. I'm certainly aware of the clear audience around you, so I know that it's hearing. You're hearing the spirit world a lot. Is that right?
That's correct.
See, because she says to me, it's clear audience, okay? You're hearing us. And I know that vibration is so strong, and I know it's perfect. Okay, and that's what she brings forward to you. Now, why does she say to me, you've changed your hair? So I don't know if you've changed the style of your hair or something, or you're doing something different with your hair, because she says you've changed your hair.
Not much.
But you understand you've changed it?
Just a little bit, yes.
That's okay, that's fine, because she says to me, you've changed your hair. See, and again, that's her way of saying that she's around your vibration there. Now, for some reason,
okay.
she talks
okay.
about a gentleman, okay? And this mm-hmm. gentleman, I know that you would understand him there from where he is in the spirit world, because he tells me that when he passed on to the spirit world, that the medical people got to him, they put the mask on his face. And I believe that's what he put the mask on my face. But he says to me, I didn't make it into the ambulance. Even though that they put the mask on, I believe that he passed just before he reached into the ambulance there. Do you understand this, man?
Yes, I do, Mike. Yes, I do.
Because I know that he puts this mask on my face, and he says to me, it was a little too late, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that his breathing was there, but he put the mask on, and he slipped home to the spirit world, and his passing was that quick there. I know that his color drained in his features. His face went from glowing red to quite a gray color, because I know that the color drained out of this man very, very quickly when he passed home to the spirit world. He says to me, it was like, I don't know, it's almost as if I want to say it was the heart that took this man. This must be your dad, is that right?
That is my daddy, yes.
Okay, because I know that he says to me, tell I'm her dad, okay? So I know that your dad communicates you with me, and he wants me to say to you that he's been around your life quite a lot. He says to me about your tears. Why are you crying all the time, girl?
Because I'm listening.
Okay, that's fine. So long as you understand it, because he says, why are you crying? See, and that's the way your dad would come through, isn't it? In that kind of character. Is, come on, girl, pick yourself up, because that's what I need to say here to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Good. Now, I certainly feel that... he says to me, slow down, boy, slow down. I know that's the way he comes through you, slow down. If I say to you that your dad, when he was here with us, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Your dad was all about, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Absolutely right.
I know that that's what he says to me. It's not quantity, it's quality.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's what I need to put in front of you, Lorraine. It's the quality of what you're giving and of what you're putting out. It doesn't matter how long it is, how long it lasts for. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. Okay. So you remember that your dad is communicating there with you alongside your mum and talking to you about the quality of the things that you're giving, because it's so important there to you at the moment. For some reason as well, your dad wants me to say to you about... See, he keeps talking to me about work. Now, I don't feel that that's right for some reason. So I don't know whether that you're in a job or you want to go into... No, hang on a minute. Wait. You're thinking of starting up something new, like a business or your own adventure. Is that right?
Yes. I've just written a book, and I was a teacher for so many years, and I teaching, but then I want to keep writing, so I am torn between the two.
Perfect. okay, because he talks to me about the job, and then I want to say, no, I want to open up a new business. I want to start something new, okay? So I know that your dad understands so much around your vibration here, Lorraine, and I know that he's so close with you, alongside your mum. But, you know, before I go, he says to me, you can't go yet, boy, because I thought I'd finish with him. He says, you can't go yet, boy, because there's somebody else in this. You must have lost a young, either a baby that was just born or wasn't quite born to this earth. There must be a baby in the spirit world that these two have. Do you understand this, baby?
It was a long time ago, my dad, my brother that died, but that was a long time ago.
That's okay. It matters not, okay?
It's not.
Because I know that I'm talking about, and he keeps telling me about a baby, and I want to say that this baby either reached the earth for a few minutes or a few days, but unfortunately it didn't, you know, it wasn't here for a long time, and I know that that's what I want to say. So that's your dad's brother then, is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, okay, because I know that you know that they are just bringing this through as well, so that I know that that they want to, you know, just keep saying to you that know that we're all around you. Now you see, what's the flashes of lights and colors you keep seeing then?
Oh my God, I see blue flashes of light all the time, Mike.
Okay, because I know I've been told about the flashes of colors and lights you keep seeing, and you keep dismissing
it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, but you keep dismissing it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know that's what your dad keeps saying to me, that these flashes of colors and lights, that you keep dismissing it because you can't understand of what it is. Well, know of what this is, okay, because I know that they have given it to me. I know it's coming from your dad, and your dad keeps telling me it's just the energy that they're illuminating there from the spirit world so that you can recognize it. And correct me if I'm wrong, this happens at, like, certain times of the day. Does that make sense, dude? And see, he keeps showing me 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, this keeps happening. Is that right?
It happens at different times of the day, but yeah, it happens a lot in the evening. Mhm.
Okay, that's fine, because I know, see, your dad is with us, okay, and your dad wants you to know that he's around your vibration, very strong and very vibrant there. Does that answer your questions there, Lorraine?
Yes, it does, Mike, and I feel very blessed, and thank you this evening, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much for listening, but, you know, stay right tuned in, because this is a wonderful show, the Realms of Spirit radio show. I'm going to hand you back, because I'm arguing, because my show's already gone, you know, 2 hours ago. I'm pitching all of Rachel's time, bless her. You know, I hang around the studio, that's me, you know, until the shows are all over. But let me hand you back over to your host, Rachel, and her wonderful guest there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Thank you for ringing in, and I hope Mike helped you.
He did. He was wonderful. Thank you.
He is wonderful, aren't you, Mike?
Well, I don't like to blow my own trumpet, but girls, you know.
Okay, you won't do that then. Right, we're going to move on to the next caller then, Mike, because while you're here, I might as well make use of you. We have Sarah from Pennsylvania online. Good evening, Sarah. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Sarah. I'll pass you over to Mike.
Okay, good evening, Sarah.
Hi, good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Good. And was there a reading that you was hoping to have this evening?
I just started a new position, and I'm now working in New York City, and I was very happy to have find this position. And I started over the summer, actually. But I just had plans of moving, not immediately, because the commute, it is quite far. And I am looking for, you know, homes closer within the vicinity, within maybe a half an hour to 40-minute, you know, commute that's acceptable. And I just, you know, wanted to see if I would, you know, find something and be able to move closer.
Okay. Let me stop you there, Sarah, because of what I'm able to do is to link to the spirit world for you, okay?
Okay.
Shall I do that and ask the spirit world that question what you just asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. No problem. Bear with me a second. Let me make sure that the last callers, people have gone, and I move on here with you because, you know, that's so important. Okay, thank you, darling. I know I've got a lady that connects you with me, and a lady that I want to say to you that she would have carried a little bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world, because I know as I'm seeing, I know that she's a little rounded in her build there, okay? I know towards the end of this lady's life that she makes me aware that when she passed, it was totally unexpected because she's quite fit. I want to say quite active, okay? I'm not saying that she was running around everywhere, certainly not, but she would have liked to keep herself busy when she was here with us. But she tells me that when she went, it was sudden. She passed on to the spirit world there very, very quickly of when she left this life. It's almost as if I want to say to you there that it's almost as if I passed away in my sleep because I feel comfortable, I feel relaxed, and I feel very much as if I'm just wanting to go home to the spirit world in my sleep. Do you understand of a lady like that for me, please?
Yeah, but I don't know if it could be someone really related to me or an acquaintance.
Okay, let me have a little bit more information off her. Yeah, she's related to you, okay, because as I'm asking her where to does she tie, I want to see to you that she ties towards your mum's side, your family, of when she was here with us. And I certainly feel I want to go back maybe a generation from your mum. I want to link maybe around your grandmother because that's where I feel comfortable and that's where I feel as if I want to connect with this lady. So you'd understand that around your grandmother, is that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, my grandmother passed away maybe, I would say, close to 20 years ago.
Okay, that's fine.
And my mother passed away most recently.
Okay, it doesn't matter how long they passed ago to... let me get that right again. It doesn't matter how long ago that they passed away from to the spirit world, but what's important is that they've come back, okay? And I do believe that this lady wants to come back and make a connection here with you. It doesn't mean that your mum is not there. It just means that I haven't got that communication just yet, okay? Okay, but I know that as this lady is connecting here with you, that she wants me to say to you that she's been around your life quite a lot of late. She understands of this awkwardness, this situation that you are in at the moment to do with this traveling back and forth. Now, she says to me that you're finding it a bit difficult at the moment, not only with a new job, but with the all the extra time that has to be put in. But she says to me about the finances. It's not right, okay? The finances is not right for you to move just yet. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she says to me here that there are things in the pipeline, okay? There are things in the pipeline for you to move forward. There are things in the pipeline for you to move to this other place of where you need to go, whether it's New York or whatever it is, I don't know, but there's other places for you to move into and there are things there for you. But what you need to do is to concentrate now on the things that's closest to you, okay? Like your new job, this new position, and once that comes about there, I do believe I need to say to you that it will be just right there for you, okay? So I know I want to say to you that this lady, your grandmother from the spirit world is connecting. But I know I've got somebody else, and I don't know if this is your mum a minute, but if I say to you that your mum, when she passed, it was more of a in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, does that make sense there to you?
Oh, well, yeah, well, she got sick and she passed almost 2 weeks later, so.
Okay, that's fine, okay. Because I know that's the energy I've got with me now, okay? It's almost as if I was in and out of the hospital for a while, and I knew that this lady was ready to go. I know that this lady became increasingly worse and worse with her illness, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that there's something to do with... see, I'm feeling like a cancerous kind of a condition here, but it's certainly something to do with the stomach area because I feel... I feel as if I want to be sick at the moment, and that's what it makes me feel like. Do you understand of that?
For which woman?
With your mum.
No, actually, she had an aneurysm. It wasn't cancer.
Okay, but would that be to do with the stomach?
I don't know, because she was, she couldn't speak, you know? She was unconscious.
Okay, so you wouldn't have known?
I mean, as far as I know, she was breathing, but I didn't know if she had any stomach problems. She just had painkillers. A doctor gave her that.
Okay, okay. That's fine. Okay. Well, I know that I've got this lady that communicates here with me, okay, and I know that she makes her way that it's something to do with her stomach. I know that there's hospital connections there with her. I feel as if she's your mum and she's linking you with us. But I know that you, if this is your mum, would I be right in saying that your mum was a very relaxed kind of a lady in her character, that she would have been a very much of a an ongoing kind of a lady, that she would always do her best there for you when she was here with us? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I've got your mum, the links here, okay? Because I know that this lady wants to put her arms around me. She wants to make me feel warm. She wants to make me feel comfortable. And that's what I want to put around your vibration at the moment, okay? Now, I know that she wants me to say here to you that, you know, the more that you, as I just said off your grandmother, concentrate on those the things that surround you. And I know that it will come right as time moves on, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And I know that I need to hand you back over to my host.
Mike, yes, if I can interject there before you go off of the line. I've had Shelley listening in, and she has a message for you as well. And that is that you will find this place in October. It is a temporary move initially, and you will find a flatmate. That's when you will find a flatmate.
Oh, that I will find a temporary place in October?
Pardon?
You said that I would find somewhere temporary in October?
She said you will find this place that you're looking for in October. It's a temporary move initially, but you will find a flatmate through that.
Oh, because I was looking to, I don't want to rent somewhere. I own my home right now. I want to sell my home and move somewhere else. You know, I don't want to have to be coming back here.
Well, I think if it's a case of moving home, then this move that will be that you'll be moving on from your new home, it will be a temporary move. So are you looking to buy another place?
Yes,
or
I am.
Would you be willing to rent somewhere temporary while you're looking?
Not really, you know, because it's
Rachel,
just
can I come
money.
In here, sweetheart?
Yeah,
can
come in, Shelley, please. Join us, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, sweetheart. What we're trying to get across to you is that I don't feel you're going to sell your house in time for in order for this job to happen. So we then have to make the best of a situation. And that's why I feel you'll be renting somewhere initially. You know, it'll be a temporary accommodation while you then sort out the sale of your own home. You know, but this job move is incredibly positive for you. You know, it's great things ahead for you when this comes in. I need to sort of say to you, don't hold back. Don't doubt yourself. Go now. You can do it. I need you to really take this by the throat and take it forward. Because if you don't, if you put your own barriers in the way, you will regret it. And that is not what spirit want for you.
Okay.
So it's a case
so
of being open-minded. Be open-minded to all kinds of suggestions, yeah? And it will work. But the universe will work its magic for you.
Right, because then I was not going to jump to the first thing, and I wanted to, of course, sell my home first, and I don't mind commuting until, you know, it's sold. I don't mind waiting.
Okay, but there's sort of, you know, it's like a golden opportunity. I mean, again, I'm not, you know, we don't tell anybody what to do, but at the end of the day, I really do feel that come October, you're going to see the way clearly. I feel it's going to be a temporary move for you. Now, that could be maybe you going into temporary accommodation while you sell yours or while maybe you rent yours out. We don't know how it's going to play out. But what I do know, it's going to work out well for you.
So you do see me moving closer in October, whether it's a new home or you said something temporary.
Yes. Whatever it is, the initial move is temporary. And it's after that
How long do you think I'll be in that temporary mode, like that place?
Okay. I really feel that we're looking to... It's going to be maybe longer than what you were hoping. We're looking towards very early summertime next year, May time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're going to be absolutely fine. Please don't... You know, try not to worry. Just let things manifest and just take all the opportunities that come your way, my darling, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Okay.
God bless, Angel. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. On that note, I'd like to thank Mike for stepping in and doing a couple of readings on the show tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Well, you know, Rachel, I'm hanging around the studio. I just want to stay here, don't I?
Yeah, a cup of coffee, white, no sugar.
No problem. I'll get right on it. And Shelley,
thank you. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
And welcome back, Shelley.
Hello, my darling. Hello.
Hello. Can did I, you have a nice break?
I did, but can I just say one thing and embarrass two little people in my house? Can I say to them, go to bed and stop listening to your mother on the radio?
Go to bed. Go to bed. Sleep time.
They've never heard me read, and I think that's why it's so intriguing for them.
Oh, it must be fascinating for them.
Yes, yes. So, Georgie and Ben, go to bed. It's school tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Early mornings.
Yes. Yes. Right. Okay, what have you got next for me, my darling?
Obviously, everyone is absolutely loving you. The lines are still jam-packed, hence why we are running over time. We've already gone a half hour over, but we're carrying on. We have Hugh from Virginia on the line. Hugh, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, ladies. How are you today?
Good Hello. Evening. You finally got through.
Yes, and I heard you speaking earlier related to... psychic vampires. I unfortunately, I think I became a victim of one, and I was. She's a very lovely spiritual person, but behind the scenes, an unbelievable mess. And I eventually determined that she's also a full-blown narcissist.
Yeah.
And I called her out on that eventually, and she ran away like a good little narcissist, but. After several weeks, I'm hearing people have been getting emails from her that she's slandering me.
Yeah.
And I'm not communicating. I'm trying to not think of her at all or whatever. But what do you do in a situation? Because there's no hope at this point, evidently. I'm just wondering why this all happened and what you see in the long term.
Okay, Hugh. Okay, right now, if you can, you know, I am sensing in the situation a huge amount of emotion on both sides, you know, on absolutely both sides. And I feel that you've been a very, you're a very patient man and you're a very understanding man. And what's lovely about you is that you're willing to talk about things, you know. If you have problems in a relationship, you're prepared to sit down and talk. But I also feel that her own vulnerabilities were fed because you were so reasonable. You were so nice.
That's very perceptive, exactly, yes. And I stand in my truth where she evades the truth.
Yeah, now, see, what I see here is that, you know, and I don't mean to sound so, I'm not being judgmental at all, please don't think that. But what I'm being shown is that she could never be the woman that you needed her to be because she changed goalposts all the time. She changed the goalposts to get the attention. Now, when somebody is like this, that shows a level of fragility and vulnerability in them, which isn't very good for you. Now, the best way to deal with this situation, of course, is you've got your free will, but is you don't feed nobody who knows her and knows you and she's written to, including yourself, don't feed her vulnerabilities. Just completely ignore the energy. Because, you know, with like what I call these psychic vampires, these energy drainers, if they get your attention, any contact is better than none. So the best thing is, if you don't want this lady around in your life, then you've got to ignore her while she gets herself sorted out. However, in saying all of that, I don't feel you personally have heard the last of her yet. Okay?
Yes,
I need you to
that's my dilemma, because in some ways, I feel my wife may have brought her to me. I mean, brought me to her, because my wife taught me unconditional love, and that's what she's trying to bring into the world, but... it's a deceptive love because there's no truth with it. And it's almost like a twin flame type of connection, but it's a weird one because now I know what I know. And I have compassion for her, but I can't interact, I don't think, anymore, even if she ever came to me because of what she did to herself by doing this to me.
Okay. What I see here is progress can be made. But what I'm also going to say to you is going to take a time. And I don't feel that you can give it that time. As much as you may think at the moment you can, I don't feel you can.
Right.
See, the thing here is that she wasn't your twin flame, darling. She may have had a soulmate connection to you. And people are often fooled into thinking soulmate things roses, you know, roses around the door. It isn't. Soulmate connections are painful. It's about past life debts being repaid. And some soulmate connections we're meant to walk away from. I don't feel this woman is healthy for you, and I just feel that no matter how hard you tried, the goalposts would be changed, and she's not going to change her attitude for a long, long, long time. I'm really feeling here that November time brings to you a realization with this, because to me, there's still a part of you that, you know, would like this to work if she could be different. But she's not going to be different in time. By the time
yes,
you will have moved on.
Yes, you're right, and I thank you so much for that insight, because I'm just going to have to close it down completely.
I can give you a visualization to help you, and you can use this visualization in any life situation. Do you want me to tell you how to do it?
I appreciate that, yes.
Okay. What you have to do in your mind's eye is put her in one white circle of light. You have to put yourself in another. Pull them together so you make the number 8, the figure of 8. You then say to the universe, I'm letting go of this situation. And you separate out the two circles and you blow hers away. It's a very simplified form of cord cutting. But I just feel with her, you haven't heard the last of her. If she can get your attention at all, she will try and get back with you. And she does realize the mistake she's made. But I question if she's mature enough at the moment to actually, you know, do what she needs to do to change it. And I don't feel she can.
No, she can't. She's too far gone. She thinks she's God and a saint. And
when somebody talks about Hawaii, going to Hawaii, that is when you've got a new energy coming into you. And I do feel this new energy will help heal. It'll help heal you. You're not meant to be alone. I've said that earlier to a lady. And I'm saying it to you, sweetheart.
I thank you very much for everything, ladies, and God bless.
God bless, my darling. If I can help again, sweetheart, you know where to find me.
Thank you.
There you go, Hugh. I do have to say we're getting a lot of echo and feedback at the moment. Now, I'm just wondering, Mike, are you still in? Are you still able to speak through yours? In the studio, are you there? No, okay, he's not responding there. The only reason I'm asking is because it's showing up as very echoey. There's too many speakers on. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller, and I know this lady has been waiting desperately to speak to you all night. and it's Wendy from the UK. Wendy, are
you
there?
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Shelley. Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm really, really good, thank you. Do you know what? I've really, really enjoyed tonight. The energy has been soaring. It's a lovely vibration. So, yeah, fully enjoyed it.
Oh, but I think what's lovely as well is, like, the way Mike reads is different to how I read. And so people can see, you know, we all read differently.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're all unique, aren't we, at the end of the day? You know, we've all got our own individual style, haven't we?
We have. Yeah, how can I help tonight, sweetheart? What would you like me to look at? Anything in particular?
Do you know something? I don't really know, and I don't really know. I'm just very drawn to you. You can look at me spiritual path, and if something else comes up, I'm all ears. If that's okay, Shelley.
Okay, right. Now, first of all, I've got to say to you, you can do it. You can do it, yeah? Now, this is about you. Bless you. You can dilly and dally, can't you? You can dither at times, yeah?
Yeah.
This is about you stopping yourself dilly-dathering and dithering, okay? You should have had a wedding invitation recently, or just have been to a wedding. If you haven't, there's one coming, yeah?
Yeah, I've had one, yeah.
Right, okay. Can I say to you, and I don't know where this is coming from, I don't know how it's going to happen, all I know, I'm seeing the pound sign around you, so you're going to get an increase in money.
Yeah.
Tingling from head to foot, absolute head to foot. Now, just to be on the safe side, can I say, have a pound on the lottery, you know, something. But to me, I've got some extra money coming towards you. And that's in the now energy. So this is in the next 6 to 8 weeks, my darling. Next 6 to 8 weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
I also want to say to you, I feel you've held yourself back in life in relation to travel. You're a very free spirit, and I do feel you would have liked to have travelled more, but you've held yourself back.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I have travelled, but not as wisely as I want to, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got such a beautiful energy about you. And, and you know, this holding the back is not all being down to you. This has been down to logistics, circumstances.
Yeah, circumstances, yeah. I am still gone away, but I've not gone further afield like I'd like to go, you know.
Well, you are going to. You are going to, yeah?
Yeah, brilliant.
Not immediately.
I'd love to know that.
Yeah, not immediately. But I'm going to say between 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
You're going to do a lot of travelling and places that you want to go to that, you know, are really not the normal tourist destinations.
No.
Okay. Now, your spiritual path. So, any questions about that little lot before I look at
your spiritual path? No, you're bang on, Shelley. It's everything that, you know, I know sort of thing, yeah. No, it's really good
okay.
About that. Thank you.
Right, now, okay. Someone's going to be talking about waxing, yeah? Waxing. Sorry to be so personal, but it is that, yeah?
Yeah.
When comes into you, someone's going to ask you to do a favour. I need you to do that favour. Yeah?
Yeah. Right, okay.
I need you to do that favour. Now, you're on spirituality. Right, okay. As the years have gone by, you have relaxed more and more with who you are and what is around you. You have this, I call it knowing. You've got this knowing within you about things.
Yeah.
And you don't yet know where it's come from.
No.
But you have a knowing. That's your... ability, sweetheart, and that your guide's talking to you. Now, you're a lucky lady, because you have three guides, not just one. They're not showing themselves personally, that's what my guide told me. Have you been thinking about dieting? Or are you just trying to lose a bit of weight?
Sorry, have I been thinking about...
Dieting.
Yeah, I have actually, yeah. Just dropping a few pounds. Just more, making myself more clean, really, a cleaner channel, you know.
Yeah, I see you doing that. I see you doing that, and obviously just bringing it in as a validation. Now, for you, the path does seem quite smooth, if I'm truthful, with your spirituality. I feel you're so relaxed with it, and you're not trying to push it forward, and you're not doing it for money. You're doing it for self-satisfaction. You're doing it for growth within yourself.
For love, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you are an incredibly old soul. I don't know if you're aware of that, but you are incredibly wise. Like a lot of people, you know, life hasn't been easy. It's had its ups and downs. I feel there's been two aspects in your life that have really, really caused you trauma. But can I say that you've learned from that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And that's what it's about, isn't it, you know?
Of course it is. But you're going to use that experience. See, what makes you so... I always say this about people. If people haven't experienced trauma, they are not compassionate. You can always tell a compassionate person by the traumas they've experienced.
Yeah.
But that, to me, is what you pull into your psychic ability. That's what you draw on your life experiences to help others, yeah?
Help others.
I don't know if you're aware of this. You have a really fantastic connection with kids. You have a really caring side of your nature. You know, in any caring profession, you would be really excellent at. But, you know, with the kids, really, really good link with kids.
Yeah, I'm just doing my degree in counselling at the minute, but I know what you mean with kids. They love me.
Yeah,
my
old
son's friends, they come around to the house and they're more want to talk to me than him, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's a hell of an honour, isn't it? It really is an honour when kids' friends can do that. Right now. So for you, my darling, what the future is holding, the path that you're on today, of course you have free will to change all of this, is that everything's quite balanced, believe it or not. Everything's quite balanced. More travel for you. I don't see movement of house or anything like that. I feel you're quite settled there. You're very family orientated, which you've already established. And it is about your spiritual growth. It is about that. Just go with what you're doing. I feel that you sometimes struggle to meditate. It is an art. Just take time. So just keep doing what you're doing and you'll be absolutely fine with it. I just feel as well that you're going to start to see flashes, sparkly lights.
Yeah, I already see them, yeah.
Right, okay. But I also want you to not worry if you hear like a rumbling. I hear a rumbling around you. And to me... it's as if a spirit's trying to talk to you but can't quite get it out, yeah?
Yeah, I've had that, you know, with the ear, you know, when your ear pops and you go in and you hear it and you even go, I've experienced that, you know,
Yeah.
I've experienced that, and I've sort of shut down to that, and then I've opened up. I've started going different routes. You know, I am a healer anyway. I do a lot of healing work, and I'm just thinking I'm doing more to the readings, to more to the healing. I just can't quite make sense because it's all coming to me in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, know what you're saying. Right, then you can understand why I was picking up like that rumbling noise. It actually sounded like a growl to me, yeah? And I was going to say to you, when that comes in, don't worry, but if that has happened already, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Right, you can do both. That's not being greedy, yeah? You can do both. My other half is a healer and a reader.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a professional reader, but he does read for people, but he's also a phenomenal healer.
Yeah.
You can do both. There's no reason why you can't.
It leads to both the same thing anyway, doesn't it, at the end of the day? Do you know what I mean? It's in which modality you use, really. You know, it comes across.
Yes.
I know what you mean, because it's all going to the same place at the end, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, it comes back to what I said, you know, earlier in the show, that each of us brings in a different thing to, you know, the spiritual realms, the spiritual work. Or it's light workers all bring a different thing to it, but the whole picture is a complete package. You know, and if you can do both, then there's no reason to say you shouldn't do both. Because if you're blessed with both gifts, then you should use them to the best that you can without encroaching on your own family life.
Yeah, no, it's very humbling, you know, when I do, you know, it is. But I've just been all of a sudden, where's all this come from, you know? So I'm just like, okay. So it's good to question, though, you know, questioning is good.
Yeah, I mean, where it comes from is literally that you are ready.
Yeah.
But, you know, spirit won't come forward and top you on, you know, knock you on the head and say, come on, work for us now, unless you're ready. Because we have to choose to do this. We have to choose to do it. And the thing is, once you're unlocked, once you're open, there's no shutting you down. You know, you can never go back. You can not, mind you, many of us don't want to go back. But you're there, sweetheart. Use both to the best of your ability. And I just feel that your actual... When you talk to people say to me, when they spoke to me, for sort of 3 or 4 days afterwards, they feel like this healing energy around them.
Yeah, and they're high, they get their high, yeah, it's like a highness of the energy, yeah.
That's right, and that's what you do to people as well. So even if you're doing the readings, you're healing them even through your voice. Yeah, it's the healing comes down from universe. We just the ones to channel it through. So you'll be doing both, and you'll be absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. I really wouldn't want too much. I'm just going to flash in. Big tingle as well. My God, you are really spiritual, aren't you? Massive tingle there. I'm going to say to you that by when? October, November next year, that you will be invited to go onto a platform.
Yeah. I wouldn't, to be honest with you, I've done this spiritualist church for 15 years and I sort of had a great insight in that, you know, and I know I'm sort of backed away from that and started doing my own thing, do you know what I mean? Because it can be quite negative, you know. I don't get me wrong, I'm thankful and it started me off on my path 15 years ago, do you know what I mean? And I still give in now and then, but I just choose to do my own thing.
Can you just take that on board? Doesn't mean to say it's going to be through the spiritual church. It can be through a charity fundraiser. It can come through in many, many forms, yeah? Mm. And I just feel it's something that you need to do, you know, or you should consider doing, just another string to your bow so that you know if you like it or not. I actually don't feel platform will be, again, the way that you go forward, because, again, you're like myself and you're like the gentleman earlier, Paul. You're very much focused on the one-to-one. You're very much focused on the detail of helping the individuals, not the masses, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I do feel it's something you're going to have the opportunity to do, and I would encourage you to do it. Because it's one of those things...
It's got the confidence building as well, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. But you are going down the right path. I do feel somebody's going to buy you a set of angel cards as a present.
Yeah, I love the angels. Yeah, I've got quite a lot of angel cards.
Beautiful cards. But I also want to say to you, you could work really strongly with crystals.
Oh, I'm a crystal therapist.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I do colour therapy as well, yeah. Yeah, I've got all the different healing modalities I use.
Yeah, you know, I just feel you're a tremendous healer, and, you know, thank you and well done for that.
Yeah, I've done it all, but I just think, where am I going now? But I think it's all just going to come together and just go with the flow.
I do think it's both, you know. I do feel you'll do both. And the spirit will take you to where you need to be going. You know, if we trust them, they do guide us. And when we go against what we should be doing, they soon tell us that as well. So don't worry, they'll make it quite clear to you. But,
no,
you know,
I'm not. thank you for bringing that validation.
Hey, Jody, I'm going to need my phone.
Okay, my darling. God bless and take care.
All right. Thank you. Great show. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye,
thank
Wendy.
Hi, Rachel. We're back.
Hello. When we're back. Rob, we can hear you in the background, sweetheart.
He's trying to sort out the echo.
Yes, I think that was a microphone problem. But we have another caller, but we have one question that's been messaged to me as well. If we can fit a quick message in and then get to the caller before we finish.
Okay.
The question is from Angela, and she says she has recently met a new man, and it looks as if there is a possibility of a relationship coming from this. Can you pick up any vibrations as to see whether this is something she should go forward with? It feels good, but she doesn't know.
Okay, right now. Okay, as I'm linking into this, I've got a very, very strong energy between the two. This man is quite relaxed, but his energy is strong. Now, Angela, you know, like a lot of us, it sounds very generic what I'm going to say, but, you know, like a lot of us, you've been through the emotional trauma. Again, don't bring that forward. Yes, it does stand a real massive chance of going forward. I need to give you the number 22. The number 22 is a number you're going to see, it's significant to you. Around that, when you see that, is when you make your decision. I feel contact communication with this guy is good. I'm getting the name Brian, not around the man, but the name Brian is a name you're going to hear. When that comes into you, then I feel whoever this gentleman is, he's going to give you a lovely, lovely surprise. Somebody's also going to be talking about going to Jamaica. And to me, that is for you, just to settle you down completely. You're going to witness or talk about storms, some storms ahead. Nothing to worry about. It's just to settle you down. Say, look, you'll be told about this. You're going along the right path. And this is about Angela not being scared to make her own choices. And it's about Angela taking charge of the situation, about taking charge of your own life, darling. You know, it's about you making the decisions. But whoever this gentleman is, it does appear to be as if you are a priority to him. You know, so you would come first. But again, I need you to listen to what he's got to say. And I need him to listen to you. And in doing that, there's absolutely no reason to say that this cannot go well. Now, you should place a birth, death, or anniversary in the month of October. This October coming, not next, this one. Okay, dates, please, August. I'm really close towards the end. I'm really close towards somebody using a Scorpion energy. So by that date, you will have made your choice, you will have made your decision, but I do think that you're going to give it a go, and I do feel if you don't, that you will regret it. I need to bring in the D initial around a male, quite a common name. I feel it's a name like Daniel or David. They are around you. And, okay, lastly, one close to my heart, this one, you're going to have to take your dog to your vet shortly. Or not, maybe not your dog, but you're going to hear about a dog going to the vet.
Okay, she's actually in message with me, and she's saying, thank you, yes, she understands that, and she's going to be brave and go forward with it.
Oh, bless her. Go for it, girl. You've got nothing to lose here.
Go for it. That's excellent. Thank you very much for that, Shelley. We are going to go to the very last caller. That's
okay.
Sarah from Scotland. Hello, Sarah. Are you on the line? Sorry, could you speak again?
That sounded spooky. Sarah, are you there?
Hello.
Ah, cheers.
Hi, Sarah. Through to Shelley. How can I help you, my darling, this evening?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, darling. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
How can we help you?
A little closer to your microphone.
Yeah, it just keeps breaking up. Well, congratulations for your show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, would you like to help you?
Okay, then, my darling. Can you tell me what's around for the next 6 months or so, or whatever the spirit have got to say?
I think I heard that. I think she said, what spirits have got to say?
I think she's looking to see who's around her and if they've got anything to say about the next 6 months in her life.
Right, okay. As I'm connecting to spirit, my darling, I've got a lady and a man actually here who both were heavily into their garden. Can you place them, please?
It could have been the people that used to live here, perhaps. I didn't know them.
Right. You know, they are, to me, they are husband and wife, and, oh, getting the E initial around you. Edward, Edwin, something like that. Does that make sense, please?
Not now, at this time, no.
Right, I need, just take the name, please, because, you know, it's an Ed something, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're indicating to me is that things for you are going to be quite plain sailing, quite level. You know, I don't like talking about medical things, but I do feel that there's, you know, something going on there. But just, you know, just follow all their advice. I hope that makes sense. I do feel as well that you need, you know, sort of come November, I see you taking a bit of a break, and I feel this is important to you that you do take a break, because I feel come December, what I'm being shown, it's going to be very, very busy around you, very, very active, outside of the normal, like, Christmas preparations that we have to go to. So November, please take that well-earned break. This month, my darling, I've got some choices for you to make in relation to job. Does that make sense?
Job. Right, okay.
Yeah, you got
I'm
my
sorry to interrupt, yeah. But we're having a lot of problems. Sarah, can I ask you, can you either turn down your volume or put earphones on, because we're getting a lot of feedback.
Is that better for you?
Yep, that sounds excellent. Right, sorry for that. Carry on, please.
It's okay. Yes. You know, to me, as I'm looking at this, you've got to make some decisions around work this month. I feel that you make the right decision. I just need you to sort of take 3 days to make the decision. Don't make an immediate, no immediate reactions. And I feel that you'll be happy with that decision that you make. Your marker in time for that is, I'm seeing like a chair move. I'm not as generic as it being like an office chair on casters moving. If it is that, then one of the casters is broken. But something about the way a chair moves, it shouldn't be moving that way.
Right.
But that work will be fine. Sorry, madam, the actual line absolutely terrible. I can hardly hear you.
We've come to the end of the show. We're going to have to wrap it up now anyway. But, sir, please, try and ring in next week, but when you ring in, make sure the volume is down or you have headphones on, because we can't hear you very well and all we can hear is what we're doing. Okay, sweetheart? And it's all gone quiet.
It's gone quiet, but thank you.
It's gone quiet, but thank you very much, Sarah, for ringing in. Shelley, it's we've done, well, you've gone over an hour of what we were meant to be doing. So thank you so much for staying on with us. We really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure having you. Would you be willing to come back another time and do a normal hour show, but do another show?
Yes, of course I will. If the people want me, I'll come back.
I think the people definitely want you. The phone lines have been packed crazy all night and messages flying through to me every few moments.
Good. Well, you know, maybe we should do a longer show next time so I can get through more.
Well, make it a 5-hour show.
Make it.
Okay, well, everyone, if you would like to know more about Shelley, please check her out on psychicshelley.com and Psychic Shelley Medium on Facebook. You can get in contact with her there. And I do believe we are going to our final and last end of commercial break. Thank you, everyone, for joining the Realms of Spirit radio show. It's been a great night. God bless you wherever you are.
God bless and thank you.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time
or 8 p.m. UK time.
And listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
To catch Rachel and a special guest again next week,
Don't forget to tune in every Sunday to the Realms of Spirit radio show at 10:30 p.m. in the UK, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch Rachel at www.whispering-souls.co.uk or Facebook under Rachel Park Delaney.